It's so low for me. It's so low for me.
Welcome to Optional Opinion here on the Nominous Radio Network. Thank you guys for tuning in. Yes, I am back. I had to take some time off because I felt a little bit under the weather, and I'm kind of still under the weather, but you know, I still got to give you guys a good show. Tonight's mini-show is the question that me and my friend were actually talking about. He sent me a Facebook message. Actually, it's my producer. He sent me this message that ever since I brought over my Wii U for him to play Zombie U, he's been having zombie dreams. And I kind of, you know, I thought it was kind of funny, but I'm just like, that's really weird, you know. There's a lot of stuff that would make you have dreams. So I asked the question, can video games and other media make you have these kind of dreams, like affect you in your dreams? But before I get into that, there's a lot of news that's been passing. Nintendo had the Nintendo Direct last week. Smash Brothers is coming out Friday with the Amiibos. Everybody's hyped for that. You can check out GameInformer.com. They have a 3-part series on their test chambers, which actually show them doing 8-player Smash, and it's very interesting. There's been some craziness actually with Assassin's Creed. They're having their problems with the bugs and glitches, but they're about to release a patch. Also, you know, they didn't even send a copy of Assassin's Creed Rogue to a lot of video game websites. So, you know, people are saying that one is kind of better than Unity, which just came out all last week. And Sonic Boom has also have a lot of bugs and glitches in it. And they didn't send no copies out for that. So there's just a lot of stuff going on, especially with Halo, having their, matchmaking problems. But I think Microsoft had got that fixed, and I believe everybody is, playing that right now. And so it's kind of weird where video games are at. Definitely with tomorrow being a real big day, with Watch Dogs coming out for Wii U finally, Far Cry 4 and Grand Theft Auto 5 coming out for the next gen systems. Like I said earlier, actually Smash and Pokemon coming out on the 21st, so that's a big day for actually Nintendo. And then, like, IGN, they said they're going to have their review of Smash Wii U for on their site this Wednesday. So that's be something to read and check out. So, guys, do check that out. I'm really waiting to see, because I know, I believe Smash is probably going to get 9s and 10s, or even some, it might even get some 8s, but I know it's going to be a big seller, and it's going to be really fun for people to get and play. Definitely for me, I am getting Smash, but I'm not getting it this weekend. With Pokemon, I'm actually going to get them next week. I have more time dedicated to playing those games. I won't have that much time this week to play them, so that's why I just decided to pick it up next week. But I can't really wait to get in and do 8-player Smash, or, you know, go to a friend's house or and bring my system over and Smash with them. I'm really interested in Pokemon. Can't wait to pick those games up and just, like, really play them and dig into I kind of have a question, and you guys can email me your answers on myop2comment@yahoo.com. That's myop2comment@yahoo.com. What do you guys think about bugs and glitches? Do you think that sometimes they make the game, meaning that if they keep the glitches in and people show them on YouTube now, that they're funny if they put some music and stuff on it, and it makes you want to buy the game because you want to see the glitches? Or is it, like, really disturbing that a company, and the reason why I bring this up is definitely because of Ubisoft. And I'm not going to hamper too much on Ubisoft, but it's kind of disheartening, definitely, on what they did with Assassin's Creed Unity. And the reason why I say that is because with their E3 presentation, you would think it would be solid. And you think because of them promoting it so much that it would be a good fit for it would be a good fit and good sale thing. Now, I think it's sell higher and Europe, I believe that's the story that I read, but a lot of people feel like the franchise is just, you know, annualizing it, it's getting overcrowded and just making the series kind of go downhill. But everybody is, you know, it's getting hits and everybody's loving the bugs and glitches just looking at the video. But I don't know how long that's going to really keep going. So I kind of want to know what you guys think about bugs and glitches. When you see, like, the videos and stuff, did that make you want to buy the game so you can see what the bugs are? Even if they don't patch it, you just want to see how it is? Or do you feel like you've been actually robbed out of your $60? You guys let me know in the comment section at myop2comment@yahoo.com. I want to know what you guys think. Definitely for me, I really don't like bugs and glitches. I really think that your product should be up to quality. If you're going to go all out and advertise and talk big and grand about your game, you need to come with it on day one that it's released. Now, I'm not saying that there's going to be some missed bugs and glitches that they can't really be fixed, because I believe they can be fixed, you know, with an easy patch and stuff like that. But I'm like, if you go all grandiose on it and just be like, well, this is going to be the hottest game, everybody going to need to get it, and then you get it and it's just all these bugs and glitches and it makes the game no fun to play, a lot of people are going to start questioning you about what you show and looking forward to your products. Now, hopefully Far Cry 4, that's probably going to be a big seller for Ubisoft. But I think the Assassin's Creed, you know, with the bugs and glitches, has kind of hurt them. And definitely it's going to be something for E3 next year when they show off any of their next games. It could, you know, and I'm not saying that EA made the best decision. I kind of think they did make the best decision of actually, you know, delaying Battlefield Hardline, because it might, you know, they're trying to make sure that Battlefield 4, those problems and stuff don't happen. And don't forget, Battlefield 4 problems kind of happened for a whole year. I don't know if the game probably did sell well, but hopefully it didn't really, really hurt it to the point where everybody just don't care. Now, I know IGN has a story about how they played the single player, so I do recommend you guys going to check that one out. And to actually hear Sega have bugs and problems, well, first of all, Sonic Boom, you know, just from looking at some of the video reviews and Twitch scenes, it looks a jaggy mess. It looks like Okay, so you guys passed on Bayonetta 2, and it's Bayonetta 2 is getting a perfect 10 to everything, because of course Nintendo worked with Platinum, and let Platinum do what they wanted to do. But then you look at Sonic Boom, and you probably think that, well, it's kind of weird that Sega didn't really advertise it like they should. They advertised probably like the cartoon and the action figures and stuff, but not the game itself. So I'm kind of wondering what is Sega doing? You know, hopefully that, you know, they send a patch to Nintendo's to the Wii U so they can get this game fixed. It probably won't change the gameplay or anything like that, but we shall see. We shall definitely see. And it's good that Microsoft actually did get involved and quickly was able to fix the matchmaking thing. A lot of people are saying that the Halo Master Chief Collection is a really, really good game. And that's really good to hear. I know I wasn't a big Halo fan, and somewhat still not, but I still respect it. I can't wait to hear more impressions from people who do own the game. And also, congrats to Insomniac for Sunset Overdrive. A lot of people are giving it Game of the Year nominations and are really digging the art style, really digging the fun gameplay. So congrats out to them, to Insomniac. I really don't know what else everybody is playing right now. I know definitely for me, just a quick rundown. I just finished Aria Sorrows, but I gotta replay it. I kind of gotta cheat in a little way. Reason being is because I finished the game, without not the correct way. There's more stuff added on to the game, and I just didn't beat it correctly. The way that it should, you know, to get like the secret endings and things like that. I definitely want to finish Circle on the Moon and the other Castlevania games. Like I said, I had to take some time off because I was sick, so I wasn't able to play Bayonetta 2. But I'm getting ready to get into that game. I had to buy another Mario Kart 8. For some reason, the game is not working in my Wii U. And I have the DLC. I brought the packet. And I really, really want to play it. I really want to play as Link. Because every time there is a kind of a video where there's a track where all these Legend of Zelda, a lot of Zelda, not Zelda, Links, on the track, and there's just one, there's one where, you know, you see all these Links, and then you see Link's face slowly go to the right. And it kind of reminds me of Ninja Gaiden for the NES, where Ryu Hayabusa comes out and you see his eyes coming from the left before he's shot. They did that kind of cutscene, which I thought was kind of really cool. But before I get into the topic at hand, and I really can't wait to get into this topic because I kind of been thinking about it for a second. Like I said, talking to my friend about that, and I could actually say that you know, it's really good to have those kind of it's really good to have those dreams, and it's kind of odd because sometimes you just don't mean to have them, and sometimes you end up do having them. Also, before I get into that, I'm going to play a little music from the game Aeroflash. One of my favorites. We'll be right back. And I am back. So, I can say, sometimes playing video games or watching a movie or even watching a cartoon, definitely for me when I watch action movies, sorry about that, and even some zombie movies sometimes, I actually have a dream that I'm recurring everything that I just saw, and I'm the person in that situation. Now, I can remember, and I was just kind of thinking about this, when I was back in the day, when I was a kid, around like 92, 93, I was watching, I believe Power Rangers was out, and I believe Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters, I believe that might have been 94, 95, sorry about that, or whenever that time, those was out at the same time, I had a dream that me and my friends were actually superheroes, kind of like the Power Rangers, because, you know, with Power Rangers, we was always big into watching that show, and we didn't really collect the figures and things like that, but we did enjoy watching the show as kids, and I remember when Konami released the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters, I always thought that was a cool name for a video game. So I had this vision every time I watched Power Rangers and stuff. One night I had a dream, and like me and my two other friends, we somehow are walking to school. We're leaving school, walking home. And I'm not afraid to admit this because I was a kid. And part of in the street, there's just these weird things, these weird monsters coming up. And we somehow got chosen to be these fighters and stuff. So we got these special powers and we ended up fighting the enemies. Now, we ended up not knowing what we were doing or anything like that, but we didn't know what to call us and, you know, call ourselves. So I ended up thinking about it, and I'm just like, we are the Tournament Fighters. And it's weird now that I think about it, and it's kind of crazy, but that's just me as a kid. And I remember, you know, just every time I watch sometimes Power Rangers or even Batman animated series, I have always had dreams that I would that I was in the situations. When I'm playing something like Double Dragon, back in the day, I would always think that I have martial arts skills. Not really much Resident Evil, anything like that, which is actually weird when it came to the zombie movies and things like that. I've never used a gun in my dreams. I have always used katana blades or just regular martial arts or just things that run in that environment. And it was kind of weird, you know, playing those games. Now, even if I play Resident Evil 5 or Resident Evil 4 or Zombie U or Dead or Alive or playing something like God of War and things like that, I don't really have those kind of dreams. It's mostly like if I'm watching a movie or something or animated thing, I might have that kind of dream. Compared to video games, now there are people who get into gaming just like and really enjoy it and really love it, and they just happen, maybe they eat a snack or they have a meal before they go to bed, and their dreams are occurring in their brain. The dreams are occurring of what they just played or what they just saw, and I believe that it's nothing bad. It's kind of weird that when you're about to die or you're about to not lose your life or anything like that, but you're about to get really hurt and really injured, you sometimes wake up. Now, you might wake up in a cold sweat, or you might just like pop open up your eyes, and if the sunlight might be open, like you might just went to sleep at night, not realizing that, you know, time kind of like flew or anything like that. And I'm not saying that, you know, it happens to everybody. There might be people who watch soap opera dramas and things of that nature, and they may actually pretend like they're in a drama or they're in the soaps. And you know, just even with comic books, some people who read comic books, they might idolize that superhero and might turn themselves into superheroes. So in their dreams, they're like a comic book. They got all the muscles, or they got whatever kind of costume that they have on, and they kind of believe that, think that they're the powerful and things like that. So nothing really wrong with that or anything like that. It's just that it's weird that when you intake media or like video games, movies, comic books, artwork, you know, and you know, you just have something that just encaptures you. Something that just, you know, you just got done playing or done seeing or done doing, and you just like, you love it, or it hits you in your mind, just be like, wow, that was so good. I wish I could be something like that. And then you get something in your sleep, in your dream, that you are in that situation. And sometimes it feels so surreal. Sometimes it just feels like you could touch everything. You could touch what's going on, even though you're dreaming. And it's weird. Sometimes some people who do things like that, it's like a movie playing in their mind. Now, you can't get that same thing by reading books. I mean, just like reading books and visualizing when you envision it. You know, you don't kind of get that same feeling. But when you start dreaming, and you feel like you're going into another world like that, It's really weird, but it's kind of exciting, and you kind of, you don't want to scratch your head and be like, what the world did I just encounter? What the world just happened to me? Definitely for me, though, you know, I sometimes still have those dreams. I still have the tournament fighter dreams. Yes, I'm way older, but there's something about, sometimes it's, when I play like a superhero game or watch a superhero movie and things like that, I always put myself as a kid when I was one of the super, when I made my own kind of Power Ranger superhero, character in my mind, in my dreams and stuff like that, after playing video games and watching movies and things like that, and TV shows. I always carried that feeling that, that I'm this character. And, you know, yes, Captain America, he put, you know, he did what he did. But if I was with my powers and I was in that same situation, this is what I'll do. And I kind of would play it out in my dream. And it's weird. It don't happen to everybody. But it is good that, you know, to have. So it doesn't make you weird. I just think that, I believe that when you do play something or you do watch a movie, you're going to have just these weird dreams. And it's kind of funny. People will be like, well, you're a weirdo. I'm like, and they might look at you different or crazy, but it's just part of your, you know, it's a dream. And there's nothing wrong, having that kind of dream. Nothing wrong kind of, you know, thinking about things in that kind of way. So, you know, if you're playing Zombie U, Resident Evil, or you're playing Uncharted or Sonic the Hedgehog or the Mario Brothers, you know, whatever video game you play and you just feel like you're in that moment, that situation, it might be enjoyable. You know, see it through, and, you know, it's going to kind of be weird when you wake up from, you're going to be like, oh man, I was almost there. I almost was successful. Or if you do become successful or you fail, you just could be like, wow, I have the weirdest dream. And sometimes it starts conversations. Sometimes it's just an amazing thing to actually have. sorry about that again. But thank you guys for tuning in. There are some things, that's coming up. If you been checking out the Podbean for the Anomalous Radio Network, or you check out our page on the Anomalous Radio Network, the front page, you can see that I have part one of the Run and Gun series. I'm teaching, I'm teaching, on how to play them. And part one goes mostly from the retro games. I am going to record part two. Like I said, I had to hold off for doing part two because I have been sick. That's why I didn't record it. I just wanted to make sure that I was a little bit better. Like I said, I was still kind of under the weather and things of that nature. But I really, really, you know, am going to get into part two. I want to thank you guys for listening and being understanding with the schedules and things like sorry about that. With the schedules and how things are going. It is the holiday season that's coming up. So a lot of people are going to be shopping, and this show is kind of going to be shifting back and forth with the times and stuff. You know, you can always check Podbean, and type in the Anomalous Radio Network, or you can go to our homepage and check out the Anomalous Radio Network. You can check more shows from the Optional Opinion at the archive. You can check out other shows here on the website, like the Critical Hit Anomalous, Good Vibes Project Playlist. From time to time, I'm going to be posting on Podbean, Retail Tales, and it's not going to be like almost every month or every week or anything like that. It's just going to be me reading, retail stories, and I'll probably do it maybe every 2 months. It's not going to be too much of a long show or anything like that. Because me working in retail, there's a lot of funny things that I endure. So do check that out. You go to Podbean, you can actually check it out. And it should also be on our front page of the Anomalous Radio Network. Fan Filmology is coming out next year. We are getting that together. So even though this is a busy season, you will be able to check that out and enjoy some movies and discussions with us on how, on things that you'll see in these particular movies and this genre. So we're getting that together, and I will hopefully be getting some streaming equipment so I could be teaching on genreology about more of these games. So even though I talk about it here on the podcast from time to time, I will be able to teach it and you guys be able to see it and things of that nature. So, before I go, I want to thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you guys for just being understanding with this show from time to time. Thank you for listening to this mini episode. If you guys have any weird dreams or, you know, any stories about playing a certain video game or watching a movie and you've been having a particular dream, you guys can email me those stories at myop2comment@yahoo.com. That's MYOP, the number 2, COMMENT at yahoo.com. You guys can follow me on Twitter at ThatRetroCode, ThatRetroCode. You guys can follow me on Facebook under Edward Varnell. This has been your host, Eddie V. That's what I normally go by. But thank you guys once again for tuning in. And I'm just going to leave you guys with one of these tracks from Streets of Rage 2. And I will check you guys out Wednesday at 11 p.m. if we get things together. So, but thank you guys and have a great night. Once we skip the ads. Here we go. And I'm out. Peace.